conversation. A Civic Media Station. Civic Media Station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Wild cheering in Tel Aviv after all 20 remaining living hostages held in Gaza went home this morning.
Families held emotional reunions with the freed hostages who were held in Hamas captivity for 2 long years. All over Israel, people celebrated, especially at Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, where a crowd of tens of thousands cheered every time the photo of a freed hostage appeared on the screen. Hamas released the hostages in 2 groups to the Red Cross. They were then handed over to Israeli soldiers and met their families at an army base before being flown to the hospital. Linda Gradstein for CBS News. Jerusalem.
No word on when the remaining 28 dead hostages will be handed over. A convoy of Israeli vehicles, Red Cross jeeps, and buses carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners that left Israel's Ofer prison have just arrived in Ramallah. President Trump is about to address Israel's Knesset. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Applause and fanfare as President Trump entered Israel's parliament. He's expected to say in his speech today that it is a historic dawn of a new Middle East. The White House released excerpts from the address in which he will call this an incredible triumph for Israel and the world, and a look to the future when he says generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change.
The Egyptian presidency confirms Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Abbas will both attend today. Today's peace summit in Egypt. Here in the U.S., the government shutdowns entered its 13th day, and the pain is becoming more acute for federal employees working without pay. CBS's Torian Small.
I literally went food shopping, and I came back in a taxi, and there was a tree on my car.
That is a woman in New York City with an unpleasant surprise after a nor'easter began tearing up the East Coast. Flooding has washed a huge portion of the Virginia coastline. Both New Jersey and New York under states of emergency, with coastal flood and high wind warnings in effect. Forecasts say the entire region could get up to 3 inches of rain by tomorrow. Now back to the government shutdown and CBS's Torian Small.
Affected TSA agents, FAA agents, members of the border control, and military people. President Trump recently said that he has directed his Department of Defense secretary to redirect funds in order to pay troops.
More than 4,000 workers got notices of termination last week. Food pantries say shelves are almost bare. Smithsonian museums now closed. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
A showgirl returned to the football field to cheer on her favorite tight end. NBC Sports spotted Taylor Swift, massive engagement ring on full display in a star-studded suite at Arrowhead Stadium, hugging her future father-in-law as they got set to watch her fiancé, Travis Kelce, and his Kansas City Chiefs host the Detroit Lions. It was the singer's first public appearance at a game this season, and maybe she brought the luck. Chiefs won it. 30-17. We're learning more about a helicopter crash. It crashed into the ground near a hotel in Huntington Beach, California. Five people rushed to the hospital, including a child who was pinned underneath the chopper. Reports say he's undergone surgery for a brain bleed. Dow futures are up 439. S&P futures ahead 87. NAS futures up 451. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A deadly attack is under investigation on Milwaukee's South Side, and it appears to be a family matter. The medical examiner's office confirms one person is dead after an incident yesterday near 23rd Street and Ramsey Avenue. WISN 12 News reports two women who said they were close friends of the victim told reporters that the victim's daughter may have beaten her mother to death. Milwaukee police haven't yet released any information. Big Bank takes on Little Bank tonight in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08, and the game will be broadcast nationally on TBS and streamed on HBO Max. Parking lots at the stadium typically open 3.5 hours before game time for tailgating. This is a 7-game series, and for those clueless about the whole thing, the first team to win 4 games moves on to the World Series. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The Doc is doling out his thoughts about more than just basketball. Before facing the Bulls yesterday, Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers opened up on what he sees are troubling ICE raids sweeping Chicago. The Chicago native says it's awful to see people handcuffed, adding that's not this country. Rivers called for unity across racial lines, hoping people would come together against the actions. The crackdown has sparked protests and controversy, with Rivers emphasizing the need for a moral conversation about the country's values. ICE officials say the targeted operations focus on those involved in serious crimes, such as drug trafficking, weapons offenses, and immigration violations. A Hispanic Heritage Month event just across the state line in Lake County, Illinois, was called off at the last minute. Somos Lake County was scheduled for Saturday in Mundelein, but organizers say recent ICE and Border Patrol activity made people afraid to attend. Federal agents have been making immigration arrests around Waukegan and North Chicago, including several on Saturday. Community leaders say the enforcement is creating fear, reducing participation, and hurting trust in local government. Rents in Milwaukee are growing faster than the national average. A new study from Apartments.com shows it's all driven by tight apartment availability and rising demand. With new apartment construction slowing down, the market is tightening, pushing rent prices higher. Even with rising costs, Milwaukee remains more affordable than many other big cities, but renters are feeling the pinch. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A Wisconsin family says a popular online game failed to protect their 5-year-old daughter. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming predators targeted their child through the gaming platform. The lawsuit says men pretending to be children convinced the girl to send them explicit photos and videos. WBAY reports the family's lawyers are calling Roblox a breeding ground for child predators. They are asking for damages, saying the girl has suffered serious emotional trauma. Roblox has faced similar lawsuits and investigations nationwide over child safety concerns. A groundbreaking cancer treatment could soon be coming to Wisconsin. UW-Madison says they'll be the first in the U.S. to install new technology called boron neutron capture therapy. The therapy targeting cancer cells while sparing healthy tissue, offering options to those with brain cancer and head and neck cancers. It's a collaboration between UW-Madison and a biotech company called Tay Life Sciences. Patients could get treatment in just 1 or 2 short sessions, which is much faster than traditional options. The university says it could change cancer care by making treatments less invasive and more effective. College could get cheaper in Wisconsin if Democrats at the Capitol pass their new effort. Lawmakers rolling out new bills aimed at cutting tuition costs, partly by adding $10 million in block grants for both the UW and technical college systems. Today, state funding covers just 17% of the UW budget, down from 42% 4 decades ago. Representative Angela Stroud is a college professor. She says the burden is too high.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent, to pay for their books, things that some students took for granted or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
The new Tuition Promise program could expand to every UW school, not just Madison. Lawmakers say it won't happen until Republicans agree to sign on, though. Wisconsin families hit with high fertility treatment costs could benefit from a new proposal. Lawmakers have unveiled what they call the Building Families Act. It's a bill that would require insurance companies to provide coverage for infertility treatments and fertility preservation services. The services can cost families thousands of dollars, currently making things like IVF treatment financially out of reach for many. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed support for IVF, but said he had not seen the bill yet. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's Monday, October 13th. Time is 6:10. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Coming up, we've got a look at sports with Mike Clemens, the Brewers, Dodgers tonight, and also Packer news from yesterday's game. And right now we got overcast skies and 61 in Milwaukee. The updated forecast with our meteorologist Sean Cable is coming up too. WAUK News Time is 6:11.
If you're trying to do your own divorce, divorce coaching can be a godsend. It can help you organize all of your financials, review your spouse's financials, and help you put together a proposal to resolve your divorce, or be able to articulate why the proposal is unfair and whether you can push back on things like an inheritance or the income of the other party. Call Horizons Law Group today and speak to attorney Michelle Fitzgerald, 262-432-3600 or horizonslaw.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Hi, it's Maggie Dawn. Join me every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM. Our guests and experts cover the news and issues that matter most to you and your family, from rising grocery prices to affordable health care to political division. It's great conversation, real solutions, and a small dose of fun, too. The Maggie Dawn Show, right here on 540 WAUK 100.3 FM.
614 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Packers yesterday evening, I guess, got a win. Milwaukee Brewers preview tonight with the NLCS. Mike Clemens has got it.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-7 series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoot's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, it's 6:15, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic in the morning as well, sponsored by Blindster.com. We've got Bonnie Green.
Travel rolling off pretty decently on the northbound side of 43 from the Marquette Interchange to Brown Deer, taking just 9 minutes. Southbound bypass, not seeing any issues between the Zoo Interchange and Hale Interchange, and northbound 4194 are right near 7 Mile Road. I'm Dominic Fortini, that's your latest total traffic.
Sorry, Dominic, you're not Bonnie Green. It is 6:16, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com. Let's get a look at our weather forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 59. Slight chance of a rain shower on your Monday, otherwise clouds in 68. Cloudy skies, mid-50s for Monday night. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, partly sunny, 61. 65 again Thursday. It's 57 at our studios.
6:16, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Listen live at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, Jill on Money from CBS News to answer a money question. And then we got more local news with Stuart J. Waddles, and Leslie Lotto has got state news. All news all morning, now being served up on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
And good morning at 6:18, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, CBS News with an update. Local news with Stuart J. Waddles and Leslie Lotto has got state news. Right now, money advice from Jill on Money.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Dan from Buffalo asks, I'm 57 with about $800,000 in my 401k and a little over $1 million in a brokerage account. My advisor is suggesting that I buy an immediate annuity to provide income when I retire within the next year or two. Dan, the only way I would consider such an annuity if it is being used to get that pre-tax money out before your required minimum distributions kick in. Otherwise, I would just keep on keeping on, meaning keep investing and use those cheap index funds.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
621 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto, she has state news. Mike Clemens has got sports and traffic and weather updates as well. Right now, an update from CBS News. WAUK News time is 6:21.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Wild cheering in Tel Aviv after all 20 remaining living hostages held in Gaza went home this morning.
Families held emotional reunions with the freed hostages who were held in Hamas captivity for two long years. All over Israel, people celebrated, especially at Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, where a crowd of tens of thousands cheered every time the photo of a freed hostage appeared on the screen. Hamas released the hostages in two groups to the Red Cross. They were then handed over to Israeli soldiers and met their families at an army base before being flown to the hospital. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
No word on when the remaining 28 dead hostages will be handed over. A convoy of Israeli vehicles, Red Cross jeeps, and buses carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners that left Israel's Ofer prison have just arrived in Ramallah. President Trump is about to address Israel's Knesset. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Applause and fanfare as President Trump entered Israel's parliament. He's expected to say in his speech today that it is a historic dawn of a new Middle East. The White House released excerpts from the address in which he will call this an incredible triumph for Israel and the world, and a look to the future when he says generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change.
The Egyptian presidency confirms Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Abbas will both attend today. Today's peace summit in Egypt. Here in the U.S., the government shutdowns entered its 13th day, and the pain is becoming more acute for federal employees working without pay. CBS's Torian Small.
I literally went food shopping, and I came back in a taxi, and there was a tree on my car.
That is a woman in New York City with an unpleasant surprise after a nor'easter began tearing up the East Coast. Flooding has washed a huge portion of the Virginia coastline. Both New Jersey and New York under states of emergency, with coastal flood and high wind warnings in effect. Forecasts say the entire region could get up to 3 inches of rain by tomorrow. Now back to the government shutdown and CBS's Torian Small.
Affected TSA agents, FAA agents, members of the border control, and military people. President Trump recently said that he has directed his Department of Defense secretary to redirect funds in order to pay troops.
More than 4,000 workers got notices of termination last week. Food pantries say shelves are almost bare. Smithsonian museums now closed. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered.
Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
A showgirl returned to the football field to cheer on her favorite tight end. NBC Sports spotted Taylor Swift, massive engagement ring on full display in a star-studded suite at Arrowhead Stadium, hugging her future father-in-law as they got set to watch her fiancé, Travis Kelce, and his Kansas City Chiefs host the Detroit Lions. It was the singer's first public appearance at a game this season, and maybe she brought the luck. Chiefs won it 30-17. We're learning more about a helicopter crash. It crashed into the ground near a hotel in Huntington Beach, California. Five people rushed to the hospital, including a child who was pinned underneath the chopper. Reports say he's undergone surgery for a brain bleed. Dow futures are up 439. S&P futures ahead 87. NAS futures up 451. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A prompt review of video probably led to a more peaceful resolution. Milwaukee police quickly shared video of a deadly encounter between an off-duty officer and Elijah Wilkes last week. After seeing the footage, Wilkes' family say they believe the shooting was justified. The confrontation started after a minor traffic collision near 49th and Mill Road, where Wilkes allegedly cut off the officer and then hit him with a gun. The officer responded by firing, resulting in Wilkes' death. Wilkes' family described the incident as tragic, but said his behavior was out of character. They thanked police for showing them the video within 24 hours and acknowledged that the officer did act within his training. The investigation is ongoing and the officer is on administrative leave, as is standard. Franklin police warn that a group of burglars has been targeting Asian business owners. They say it's in connection to a string of crimes spanning multiple states. Several Franklin families have fallen victim as the thieves hit homes linked to Asian entrepreneurs. Authorities are encouraging people to be extra cautious and to call police if they see anything unusual. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. While the main focus will be on the field, there are others with an eye on the food. The Brewers take on the Dodgers in the first game of the NLCS at American Family Field tonight. First pitch is at 7:08. Fans won't just get baseball at the ballpark. They'll also get a taste of fresh postseason eats. New playoff-only exclusives include a beef sandwich at the Barrel Yard, a nachos dish that's 2 feet long, Murph's pocket pancakes, and a loaded Polish sausage. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. If you're interested in helping with elections, tonight's poll worker info session in Milwaukee is a great place to start. It kicks off at 6 in the Finney Community Room at the Washington Park Library. The city says it's a great chance to learn what it takes to become a poll worker. The sessions are open to everyone, with more on the City of Milwaukee website. A culinary pioneer in Milwaukee has passed. James Balestrieri, founder of Balestrieri's Italian-American Ristorante, died Thursday at 80 years old. He opened the first restaurant in 1971 with locations growing to Wauwatosa and Milwaukee. A statement says he'll be remembered as a generous and hard-working community builder who will be deeply missed. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. ATV and UTV riders in Wisconsin could see some new safety rules coming, and the DNR wants to hear what people think. The current rules have not been updated in more than 10 years, even though the laws around these vehicles have changed a lot. The proposed updates include making seatbelt use mandatory and adding windshields rules to improve visibility. Officials say they hope the changes will help keep riders safer on the trails and roads. People have until tomorrow to share their thoughts on the plans on the DNR's website. Last survivor of the Abundant Life School shooting has finally left the hospital after nearly a year. Sammy Garduno Martinez was in critical condition multiple times since the shooting last December in Madison. WMTV reports he finally got to leave the hospital last week, surrounded by hundreds of staff. His road to recovery is not over yet, though. He is now at a specialty rehab facility in the Chicago area. A GoFundMe account for Sammy and his family is sitting at about $160,000. High school football fans will know at the end of the week where they stand for the WIAA playoffs. Coaches across Wisconsin are backing a new way to pick those playoff teams this season. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association president, Brian Kaminsky, says that the system rewards teams for beating strong opponents. It got quick approval from the WIAA with wide support.
We had great support by the coaches, right? We had over 400 out of 420 head coaches respond. And I think it was like 88, 89% of the coaches were all in favor of this.
It's the first year teams will be seeded and placed into regions based on their performance, rather than by hand after the season. The 8-player playoff bracket was released over the weekend. The 11-player bracket will come out this Saturday. You can see the playoff seating and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website. A key program helping students with a certain disability just got a lifeline. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says the new grant funding for students with hearing loss and vision impairment will keep the Wisconsin Deafblind Technical Assistance Project alive. DPI officials say the funding for the program typically comes from federal grants, but in September, the Department of Education announced it would terminate that funding because it reflected the prior administration's priorities and policies. The new grant funding comes from the National Center on Deaf Blindness. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays are next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
It is 6:31. Good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, Monday, October 13th, 2025. Coming up, we got sports with Mike Clemens, traffic update, weather update as well, CBS News with a look on money. And right now in Milwaukee, we've got overcast skies, 61, humidity's at about 84%, and could expect maybe a scattered rain shower or two on Columbus Day today, high of around 67. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 6:31.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, with Don Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th, plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the East Side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matinee on air at 9, the Tom Hartman program at 11, Todd Olba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
634, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news, all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, we'll get a look at sports with Mike Clemens, a traffic update as well. And right now in Milwaukee, overcast skies and 61. It'll get up to around 67 later on today with some standard showers in between. Let's get a look at sports. Mr. Mike Clemens, WAUK News Time, 634.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games three, four, and five if needed in L.A. in a best-of-seven series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoot's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
635, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Time to get a look at traffic. Sponsored by Blindster.com, here's our traffic update.
Watch for authorities this morning along the westbound side of 94 as they work a crash on the off-ramp to 25th overall westbound 94. 9 delay 3 minutes from the Marquette interchange to Moreland. Most everything else continues to move at the posted speeds. I'm Dominic Fortini. That's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Blindster.com. Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. And traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Blindster's prices are low and their blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com. It is 6:36. Let's get a look at our weather forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 59. Slight chance of a rain shower on your Monday, otherwise clouds and 68. Cloudy skies, mid-50s for Monday night. On Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, partly sunny, 61. 65 again Thursday. It's 57 at our studios.
Coming up, we've got a look at some money. Money advice we can all use. Jill on Money from CBS News. And then an update from CBS News as well. Now serving all news all morning for you on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 6:37.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in America, and you've never seen a facility like Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls. With 17 professional indoor courts in a massive 60,000 square foot space. New to the game? Try a free Pickleball 101 lesson. Need gear? The on-site pro shop got you covered.
This is Donald Driver. After a game of playing, listen, come hang out at our bar.
Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Follow Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls on Instagram and Facebook.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
6:39, it's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Good morning to you. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, an update from CBS News, and then we'll have local news from Stuart J. Wattles. Leslie Lotto has got our state news. And right now, CBS News is going to talk about money with Jill on Money and some money advice.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Dan from Buffalo asks, I'm 57 with about $800,000 in my 401k and a little over $1 million in a brokerage account. My advisor is suggesting that I buy an immediate annuity to provide income when I retire within the next year or two. Dan, the only way I would consider such an annuity if it is being used to get that pre-tax money out before your required minimum distributions kick in. Otherwise, I would just keep on keeping on, meaning keep investing and use those cheap index funds.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
6:41, it's 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Stream us at waukradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Currently in Milwaukee, overcast skies and 61. We'll have mainly cloudy skies throughout the day. Some showers spread out as well. And a high around 66. We'll get the updated forecast. And also, Stuart J. Wattles with our local news and Leslie Lotto with our state news. Right now, an update from CBS News. WAUK News Time, 6:41.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Wild cheering in Tel Aviv after all 20 remaining living hostages held in Gaza went home this morning.
Families held emotional reunions with the freed hostages who were held in Hamas captivity for two long years. All over Israel, people celebrated, especially at Hostage Square in Tel Aviv, where a crowd of tens of thousands cheered every time the photo of a freed hostage appeared on the screen. Hamas released the hostages in two groups to the Red Cross. They were then handed over to Israeli soldiers and met their families at an army base before being flown to the hospital. Linda Gradstein for CBS News. Jerusalem.
No word on when the remaining 28 dead hostages will be handed over. A convoy of Israeli vehicles, Red Cross jeeps, and buses carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners that left Israel's Ofer prison have just arrived in Ramallah. President Trump is about to address Israel's Knesset. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Applause and fanfare as President Trump entered Israel's parliament. He's expected to say in his speech today that it is a historic dawn of a new Middle East. The White House released excerpts from the address in which he will call this an incredible triumph for Israel and the world, and a look to the future when he says generations from now, this will be remembered as the moment that everything began to change.
The Egyptian presidency confirms Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Abbas will both attend today. Today's peace summit in Egypt. Here in the U.S., the government shutdowns entered its 13th day, and the pain is becoming more acute for federal employees working without pay. CBS's Torian Small.
I literally went food shopping, and I came back in a taxi, and there was a tree on my car.
That is a woman in New York City with an unpleasant surprise after a nor'easter began tearing up the East Coast. Flooding has washed a huge portion of the Virginia coastline. Both New Jersey and New York under states of emergency, with coastal flood and high wind warnings in effect. Forecasts say the entire region could get up to 3 inches of rain by tomorrow. Now back to the government shutdown and CBS's Torian Small.
Affected TSA agents,
FAA agents, members of the border control, and military people. President Trump recently said that he has directed his Department of Defense secretary to redirect funds in order to pay troops.
More than 4,000 workers got notices of termination last week. Food pantries say shelves are almost bare. Smithsonian museums now closed. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
A showgirl returned to the football field to cheer on her favorite tight end. NBC Sports spotted Taylor Swift, massive engagement ring on full display in a star-studded suite at Arrowhead Stadium, hugging her future father-in-law as they got set to watch her fiancé, Travis Kelce, and his Kansas City Chiefs host the Detroit Lions. It was the singer's first public appearance at a game this season, and maybe she brought the luck. Chiefs won it. 30-17. We're learning more about a helicopter crash. It crashed into the ground near a hotel in Huntington Beach, California. Five people rushed to the hospital, including a child who was pinned underneath the chopper. Reports say he's undergone surgery for a brain bleed. Dow futures are up 439. S&P futures ahead 87. NAS futures up 451. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A deadly attack is under investigation on Milwaukee's south side, and it appears to be a family matter. The medical examiner's office confirms one person is dead after an incident yesterday near 23rd Street and Ramsey Avenue. WISN 12 News reports two women who said they were close friends of the victim told reporters that the victim's daughter may have beaten her mother to death. Milwaukee police haven't yet released any information. Big Bank takes on Little Bank tonight in Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers have the highest payroll in the league, Milwaukee one of the smallest. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08, and the game will be broadcast nationally on TBS and streamed on HBO Max. Parking lots at the stadium typically open 3.5 hours before game time for tailgating. This is a 7-game series, and for those clueless about the whole thing, the first team to win 4 games moves on to the World Series. Game 2 is for sure at AmFam tomorrow. If there is a Game 5, it'll be back in Milwaukee Saturday. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The Doc is doling out his thoughts about more than just basketball. Before facing the Bulls yesterday, Milwaukee Bucks coach Doc Rivers opened up on what he sees are troubling ICE raids sweeping Chicago. The Chicago native says it's awful to see people handcuffed, adding that's not this country. Rivers called for unity across racial lines, hoping people would come together against the actions. The crackdown has sparked protests and controversy, with Rivers emphasizing the need for a moral conversation about the country's values. ICE officials say the targeted operations focus on those involved in serious crimes, such as drug trafficking, weapons offenses, and immigration violations. A Hispanic Heritage Month event just across the state line in Lake County, Illinois, was called off at the last minute. Somos Lake County was scheduled for Saturday in Mundelein, but organizers say recent ICE and Border Patrol activity made people afraid to attend. Federal agents have been making immigration arrests around Waukegan and North Chicago, including several on Saturday. Community leaders say the enforcement is creating fear, reducing participation, and hurting trust in local government. Rents in Milwaukee are growing faster than the national average. A new study from Apartments.com shows it's all driven by tight apartment availability and rising demand. With new apartment construction slowing down, the market is tightening, pushing rent prices higher. Even with rising costs, Milwaukee remains more affordable than many other big cities, but renters are feeling the pinch. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. A Wisconsin family says a popular online game failed to protect their five-year-old daughter. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming predators targeted their child through the gaming platform. The lawsuit says men pretending to be children convinced the girl to send them explicit photos and videos. WBAY reports the family's lawyers are calling Roblox a breeding ground for child predators. They are asking for damages, saying the girl has suffered serious emotional trauma. Roblox has faced similar lawsuits and investigations nationwide over child safety concerns. A groundbreaking cancer treatment could soon be coming to Wisconsin. UW-Madison says they'll be the first in the U.S. to install new technology called boron neutron capture therapy. The therapy targeting cancer cells while sparing healthy tissue, offering options to those with brain cancer and head and neck cancers. It's a collaboration between UW-Madison and a biotech company called Tay Life Sciences. Patients could get treatment in just one or two short sessions, which is much faster than traditional options. The university says it could change cancer care by making treatments less invasive and more effective. College could get cheaper in Wisconsin if Democrats at the Capitol pass their new effort. Lawmakers rolling out new bills aimed at cutting tuition costs, partly by adding $10 million in block grants for both the UW and technical college systems. Today, state funding covers just 17% of the UW budget, down from 42% 4 decades ago. Representative Angela Stroud is a college professor. She says the burden is too high.
Many of my students were first-generation college students or students from working-class families. But increasingly, they were working 20 or 30 hours a week in jobs just to pay rent, to pay for their books, things that some students took for granted or that I took for granted when I was an undergraduate student.
The new Tuition Promise program could expand to every UW school, not just Madison. Lawmakers say it won't happen until Republicans agree to sign on, though. Wisconsin families hit with high fertility treatment costs could benefit from a new proposal. Lawmakers have unveiled what they call the Building Families Act. It's a bill that would require insurance companies to provide coverage for infertility treatments and fertility preservation services. The services can cost families thousands of dollars, currently making things like IVF treatment financially out of reach for many. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss expressed support for IVF, but said he had not seen the bill yet. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 6:52, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. You can stream at waukradio.com and on your Civic Media app. Coming up, we got Mike Clemens with a sports update, Packers, Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and also traffic update as well, and weather. It's all coming up next. Right now, we got overcast skies in Milwaukee with 61 to temp, and our high will be around 66 with some scattered showers in between on this Columbus Day. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time is 6:53.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Shulman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
Let's talk sports, 655, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The hardest working man in the broadcasting world of radio, Mike Clemens.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the National League Championship Series. Game one is tonight in Milwaukee. The first pitch at 7:08. Game two tomorrow night. Then they play games 3, 4, and 5 if needed in L.A. in a best-of-seven series to determine who goes to the World Series. NFL, the Packers held on to beat the Bengals 27-18 in Green Bay. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
A lot of these games are going down to the wire. You got to give Cincinnati a ton of credit for what they were able to do, specifically offensively the second half.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Bulls in Chicago 127-121. Doc Rivers likes what he saw from Giannis and their new players.
What we have is more guys getting downhill. Scoop's getting downhill a lot. Cole is getting downhill a lot. Kuz is getting downhill a lot. And Giannis gets downhill. Last year we had Giannis. So even though we led the league in percentage, we just couldn't create enough of them.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you, Mike. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic as well. This time brought to you by Blindster.com. Here's our traffic update.
Pretty steady in terms of traffic volume this morning. North and southbound 43 between the Marquette Interchange and Brown Deer remain incident-free. Although on the westbound side of 94, in fact, on the off-ramp to 25th, crews are working a crash. I'm Dominic Fortini. That's your latest total traffic.
Thank you, sir. Blindster.com is a sponsor this hour. New blinds? Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. WAUK News time is 6:57. Let's get a look at our weather forecast with our meteorologist.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers around this morning, mostly cloudy for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, more clouds and a low dropping to the mid-50s. For tomorrow, some sunshine returning, a few clouds in the afternoon, high mid-60s. Currently 57 degrees.
Up next, an update from CBS News at the top of the hour, and then we'll get into local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto has our state news. It's all part of our all news all morning right here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, streaming at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Thanks for being there. WAUK News time is 6:58.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
6:59, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, an update from CBS News. Then we'll get local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto has got state news. In Milwaukee, overcast skies and 61. Scattered showers throughout the day with a high of around 67. CBS News at the top of the hour here on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and now streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Elation in Tel Aviv's Hostages Square this morning after all 20 remaining hostages still alive were driven from Gaza to Israel and reunited with their families before being taken to hospitals for medical checks. A caravan of vehicles carrying hundreds of Palestinian prisoners has arrived in the West Bank city of Ramallah. President Trump about to speak at Israel's Knesset in Jerusalem.
The president was welcomed with a standing ovation. The speaker of Knesset delivered him high praise.
Thousands of years from now, Mr. President, the Jewish people will remember you.
And Prime Minister Netanyahu continued the compliments for his peace plan.
You are committed to this peace. I am committed to this peace. And together, Mr.